Lambeau. Afternoons on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
I'm back here on the Burns and Gambo show on this Tuesday afternoon. As I mentioned, it's been a busy last couple of weeks for the Arizona Coyotes as well. And joining us right now on the Arizona Sports line, just signed a few days ago to a one-year contract. Joining us now on the Arizona Sports line, Matt Dumba, here on the Burns and Gambo show. Sorry, Matt, still the last name, tricky. We were looking at pronunciations online, but let's hear it from the source. How do we say the last name again?
Matt Dumba.
Thank you. I'm sorry to make you do that. My apologies for that.
No, it's all good.
Now, Matt, I've seen your game for a long time. Let's just talk about this. Seventh overall pick in 2012, 10 seasons with the franchise in Minnesota, 598 games, sixth most in team history. I know there's an exciting part about this chapter in Arizona, but, man, it's probably got to be really hard for you to leave that Wild team that's been a part of your life for a decade.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, I guess these last couple of days have really really showed me what's happening, what's taking place here. Starting a new chapter in my life. I grew up here in Minnesota, basically, and going to leave a lot of good friendships behind, but I'm ready for this new era.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, just the cap was just a big issue for Minnesota. I think you're one of six free agents that ended up leaving this year. So I don't think it's a case of they didn't want you. I think it's a case of they just had themselves up against the cap and they had to let go of a lot of good players.
Yeah, it was unfortunate how it worked out for them. But, you know, for me, I'm looking forward to this opportunity. It's a great opportunity in the desert, and we thought it was a just perfect fit for me and my family. So it all makes sense, and I can't wait to see it come together.
Tell me why. I mean, I think I know the reason why. You kind of went over it just a second ago, but why Arizona? When you were making your choices and deciding where to go, what was it about this situation and this contract that made you choose the Coyotes, Matt?
A lot of it is the hockey stuff. I believe they, you know, got a great young group of players here that are hungry and want to change the culture here and make a winning culture. So I'm down for that. And I want to just bring my game, bring my, my work ethic. I think that's what's got me here to this point. The work ethic and being dialed in, being a professional when I come to the rink, even more so now as I'm getting older. But the hockey stuff, I heard the coaching staff is great and working with the players. I mean, I faced it last year too. I thought, I thought those were some hard games we played versus them. And they worked extremely hard and we're playing free and making plays. So I wanted to be a part of that. And also having a place in Arizona, me and my girlfriend are four dogs. We thought that'd be an easier transition than going out and finding a different spot too.
Yeah. You've got the house in Scottsdale, but the weather here in the summer is a lot different, right? 115 every day. It's not like coming to Scottsdale in the when it's the middle of the winter in October, November, December, January.
It's while you're still in Minnesota, I believe. Don't come down here right now, Matt. Yeah. Take your time getting down here, man.
Yeah, but that's like I came down to Arizona during COVID. And I was working out with my trainer there, skating at the ice den. And that's when I fell in love with Arizona. During those months, I was there from September to December. And it's beautiful, man. It just puts you in that. I mean, at least for me, I was doing a lot of working out, getting on the ice. We had a great skate, and it put me in the mindset to really go after when I was at the rink and take care of the body and do all the right things. But then when I stepped away from the rink, just the headspace that you're in when you leave, and it's the sun shining and you walk the dogs or you know, go maybe swing the sticks. You know, I think that's a perfect balance and something that, you know, was a big part of coming to the desert. Yeah.
There was interest, obviously, outside of just Arizona. The Stars had interest. I know the Leafs did. I believe the Ducks had interest in you. How much did relationships matter? The friendship with Clayton Keller, your former teammate. I know he was pushing you. Even at a wedding recently, Nick Bukestad was pushing you to come here to the Coyotes. How much did those relationships factor into your decision?
Yeah, what I say on an interview earlier, like we had Nick and Jackie, his old the old lady, howling like coyotes at the wedding. But yeah, they were giving a great pitch. It was fun. And yeah, we're so thrilled that we landed in AZ. It's gonna be an awesome fit. And you know, talking to Kells, you know, him from the get go. I remember hearing him during the year say like, "It makes sense. Like, yeah, why wouldn't Dubs come to us?" But I know he had his hand in that coming around too. And, we're so grateful for that, you know, having people, support us like that and you know, steer us to make the right decision. Definitely value them as friends. So yeah, going to have to take those, that crew out for dinner.
What about the arena? That's a unique situation. I don't know how many times you played in it last year. How did that factor into the decision?
It kind of ate it up, man. It kind of brought me back to junior, you know? Like, it was just everyone on top of you. It's packed barn. I thought it was great. So I'm looking forward to stepping into that and just having that energy. And, you know, I mean, last year you look at their home record. They got the jump on a lot of teams, and I think it's a little bit to do with that place. So, yeah, I like it.
You've had a lot of success offensively in your career. I expect you're going to spend a lot of time on the power play with this team. But you had 4 years in a row of scoring over 10 goals. And at one point, you had 36 assists. Last year, a little bit of a dip in production. But how much do you think you could help this team offensively?
I think tremendously. You know, I believe in my shot. It's been one of my strengths since I was little, and I'm going to fire the puck when I get those opportunities. I know, but I also know I've got plenty of skilled teammates now to distribute to as well. So advancing the puck and playing tight D is where I'm going to start, and then I just build that offensive game as I work the chemistry with those guys. And you know, I already got a little bit with Kells, Schmaltzy, skating with them in the summer. Just talking, man, just being open and figuring stuff out and understanding what each other like, where we want it. So I'm gonna dive into that. I'm really excited for that.
Matt, appreciate the time. Appreciate the conversation. Welcome to town. When you get here, I'm sure we'll catch up with you again at some point during the season. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, right on. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Thanks, Matt.